Philadelphia's R&B station 107.9 WRNB, Soulful Sunday, Deanna Williams, and we're excited to introduce a new segment on our show, Battle of the Best. We are pitting one artist against another, one group against another, and you, the listener, decide who the winner is. However, we have the celebrity VIP judge to join us today, and this lovely music that you inquire about so frequently, our theme music for Soulful Sunday, and the voice is that of Emmy Award-winning, acclaimed producer, songwriter, performer, pianist, arranger. He's so many things. He is that and then some, and he is a native of Philadelphia. It's Bill Jolly. Welcome, Bill.
Hey, good to be here. I'm just so shocked to be here with you.
I know, face to face. Good to have you, and especially with this new segment. Bill has been very helpful in giving his insight and, you know, helping us orchestrate how we're going to do this. And so we're going to get right into it. It's Marvin Gaye and Teddy Pendergrass. This is a good one, huh?
Oh, you know, the two sexy soul men, you know?
Two sexy soul men.
There
you
go.
That's a good way to describe it.
That's right.
Okay, so give us a little information on Teddy.
Well, Teddy was born March 26, 1950. He started out singing gospel music in Philly. And then he was a self-taught drummer. So he played with groups like the Cadillacs, and then the Cadillacs later, he was actually, people don't know, he was actually the drummer for Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. And that's really how he initially got connected with the Blue Notes.
Exactly.
Story is, one day the lead singer
didn't show up, was late.
Right.
And they were like, Teddy, come from the drum set.
There you go. And that's how it happened.
Kit. Yeah, exactly. And so that means that you have to be prepared for any opportunity that presents itself.
That's right. You never know.
Okay, so Marvin Gaye was born April 2nd, 1939. Philadelphia's R&B station 107.9 WRNB. Tom Joyner in the mornings, Monique in the afternoons. It's Soulful Sunday and Battle of the Best, the debut of a new segment on 107.9. And my special VIP celebrity guest judge helping me with this process, because we're taking your calls, you're going to be the ultimate decider, is Bill Jolly.
Oh, it's getting hot up in here.
It is. But we're getting some great feedback from our listeners. My goodness. And of course, we just heard I Want You from Marvin Gaye, which Bill reached the number one status on the R&B charts. It was 15 on the pop charts, and one of my favorites. So what do you have?
Yeah, absolutely. And I had I Don't Love You Anymore, which was U.S. pop number 41 and R&B number 5.
Ah, I think I got you beat on that round.
I think so.
Well, we're still taking your calls. You have a chance to weigh in. We are in round two. It's 215-263-1079.
Like Marvin, you like Teddy.
You know Marvin is from the old school for me. Teddy, he's cool. Marvin, that man has, he got dance music, he got heavy music, he got soul music, he got love music, and even got a little bit of spiritual feeling to that. But Marvin, he had a different kind of appeal.
Sounds like he does it all for you.
Yeah, because that's my ringtone when my phone rings is what's going on.
Uh-huh. A lot of people's favorite, absolutely.
Yeah, I love that. What's going on? And you know, it was interesting, Bill. Berry Gordy, who wound up being Marvin Gaye's brother-in-law, because in 1961, when he signed with Motown Records, he became enamored of Berry's sister, Anna. They were married later on that year. However, in 1971, when Marvin did What's Going On, Berry Gordy, who was the owner and the head of Motown Records, didn't get the album and didn't want to release it. He finally relented, and we know the story.
That's right. And he always says every time you see him, that was one of the biggest mistakes that he made.
Exactly. He's acknowledged it in his biography, in his autobiography, and in many interviews. So, yes, it's Battle of the Best. If you're just tuning in, you've missed a good one. It's Marvin Gaye and Teddy Pendergrass. And when we come back, we're going to announce the clear-cut winner. You guys have had a chance to call in, and my celebrity guest is Bill Jolly, who I might add was the musical director for Teddy Pendergrass for how many years, Bill?
About 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah,
and you traveled all over.
All over the place.
So you know Teddy very well.
I know Teddy like you know him.
Teddy was my neighbor for a good long time and a dear friend. I talked to him today. He was watching the football game. And so you know how he is with his football games. He's he doesn't want to talk to anybody when that's going on. But I also had a chance to meet Marvin Gaye. a back in the day in the 70s, and that was interesting to meet these historic figures who create this fabulous music. We'll be back with the announcement of the winner. Bill Jolly will let us know on 107.9 WRNB.
And the undisputed heavyweight champion in the first Battle of the Best is Marvin Gaye.
You decide it right here on 107.9 WRNB. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, D.
Philadelphia's R&B station, 107.9 WRNB, home of Tom Joyner's morning show, Monique in the Afternoons. Our debut of Battle of the Best, and you selected the winner.
Yep, Marvin Gaye.
And Bill Jolly, our celebrity VIP judge. Thank you so much for spending this hour with us.
You.
If people want more information about where you're going and what you're doing, where can they go?
BillJolly.com.
It's as easy as that. BillJolly.com. Congratulations on your work with Aretha Franklin. And thank you for the Soulful Sunday theme music.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. And we're very proud of you. You're Philly's own. Keep listening for next week's Battle of the Best.